B-Pod Studios.
O'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. All right, 11 o'clock on the midday show. Jason Matisse, I'm Anthony Gargano. So, we got a great guy, great visitor. If you remember our buddy Joe from Glen Olden yesterday, he called and a big Eagle fan, the whole thing, and his pop, Howard Berman, a great, great Eagle fan. He passed away, and
pounded on the wall.
You know, Joe came in. Joe came in to hang out with us, and
is it Mike or Joe? It's Mike. Sorry, Mike, you had me confused for a second.
Mike, I called you Mike to start. I was like, "Yo, Mike."
Yeah.
What the hell, Joe? I only knows
you got batter on the brain.
It's the truth. I think I got the CTE. So Michael came in and. You know, Howard is his dad, and Howard was a great Eagle fan. So Mike says to me, we're talking during a break, and we're hanging out, and Mike says something so profound. And he said, you know, because it was all about sports.
Uh-huh.
And this has always been the message that I've always wanted to get out there, because I find it so important. He's like, you know, because all my memories are about sports, man. Like, you know, they involve sports. And he said, you know, we got the Eagles Super Bowl. I got to share that with him.
Ah.
Because that's Howard awesome. Sounds like an awesome dude. Like,
yeah.
Just
banging on the walls and all those Eagle games.
He was that guy who was loved. Michael says that he talks to him because I just talked to him 3 times a day. You know, my wife talked to him 3 times a day.
Yeah.
He's got that soul of the earth.
Conversationalist.
That soul of the earth, you know, Philadelphia thing that, you know, that's who we are.
Yeah, we pass that down to our kids and you're doing the same thing. And that's the cycle.
But when Mike talked about, you know, the Eagles, like, you lit up, Mike. Like, you know, you talked about you and dad and like that, your eyes lit up. It's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
He's got his Wentz jersey on, his Eagles hat. Mike, man, you're awesome, brother. And we're going to get through this as a, like we all do in this big city that's really a big, in this big community.
Well, here's the thing, too, because no matter what you go through, and you go through all kinds of things in life, and sports is the great escape because it is the greatest reality show. You never know when you're going to see something incredible.
Yes.
You never know.
Yes.
I mean, your team can be down 12 runs in a game and you can rally and come back and it's a moment.
Totally.
You'll never forget. You remember where you were when signings were announced, like Bryce Harper or ones of the years.
Yeah, it's so funny because we were talking about this. We were talking about, you know, season to season and the whole
sometimes
thing.
Sometimes it's how you recall when a certain thing happened in your life.
Yes.
Because you go, oh, well, that was that year that Randall got hurt.
Right.
What year was that? Oh, that's right. Boom. You know, and you can recall it, you know, based on the sports calendar.
Totally. Totally.
It's like we're the cavemen, and that's how we mark time.
It's the truth.
0-2, you know, the loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
It's the timeline of your life is through sports. That's the big deal.
Yeah.
So we were talking, we both have kids similar ages.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about, because getting our kids into the game, like, that's a big deal, man. Like, I'm dying to get the kids. But the big one, he's 10, he's 9, but he'll be 10 in, later in November. The
size of a 14-year-old.
And I'm just kind of getting him. The little one, and I'm going to show you a little picture.
Now, you don't need any help with the little one.
The little one.
He's there.
So look at this sign. This is he started school today. Today was his first day of school. So,
I want to be a baseball player. He's got some pictures on there. First grade, he got a haircut too.
Yeah, look. What's he look like to you?
Perp. Looks like you got arrested. Doing something. He stole a bag.
No, look. He's crazy though. He just loves it. So it's cool. But Michael, like we share that, and you know, you got those kids, those boys, they just hug, and that'll help you, and it'll be with you, man. Like, yeah. One of the things, it's true, and having lost a parent, and you know, having lost a parent, is that it gets easier as time goes on, like everything else. But there's something special if you look close enough and you pay attention. And I'm not overly, you know, this. I'm more spiritual than anything else than religious. But there's signs out there.
Oh, I told you. I've shown you the ones from the four. I mean, it's crazy.
They are. It's real. There
That's
are signs.
The number my dad shows me, and it's like I'll be thinking about him driving down the Schuylkill, and I'll look at a license plate, and I'll see it's like RFT 444. I'm like, Jesus. All right, I get it. You know, you kind of acknowledge it that it's there. And I had a clock that stopped at my house, ran out of batteries at 444.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. There are little things like that. That you'll see, and as you're watching this Eagle season,
yeah.
And this goes for anybody that's lost anyone recently, you know, you associate football because football is family. That thing the NFL Network does is real. We commune together to watch that sport,
yep,
and to make memories, and Mike, he'll be with you, brother.
Yeah.
He'll be with you, Michael.
There'll be moments where it's tough during the season, obviously, but... Yeah, you're going to get through it, but it is no easy task. There's no doubt about it. 610-632-0975. That's the number again. We're going to get to everybody on the phones coming up. By the way, we're going to hear from Carson. What, 1150, Andrew, is Carson? Carson's going to talk today as well. He's got his availability. So we'll hear from number 11. Stay tuned. That and more on the Midday Show with Anthony Gargano, Jason Mertedis, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertedis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's a weird. I gotta tell you, I know it doesn't make sense.
It seems like such a big number for me.
Right, because think about it. The Eagles' offense, you think, is not in sync, and you think Washington can't score.
Well, I think Washington's doing, as they have said, are going to run everything through Geis.
Right.
So that's another element of it, too. You know,
I said this earlier.
Counterintuitive, but maybe
I said this earlier. It's a hunch. And sometimes the hunch, actually, when you have a strong feeling, you should always go with it.
Yeah, ride it.
Seriously, there are times, and we've all done this, right? Like, you think about it, you're analyzing it, you think the game's going to go this way intellectually. You know, you're looking at matchups. When you have a strong feeling, you just got to throw it all out and go with the feeling. And I think they come out firing.
Yeah, sometimes you can go with that paralysis by analysis a little too much, and then it clouds your judgment.
That's right.
You're too involved in all the numbers and everything. That's a bit of a bold prediction. I see this story on ESPN.com, and they've got 32 bold predictions, one for each team in the NFL. And I want to start running these by you and some of the callers. All right? But we got to talk to Connor Barwin.
Yeah, I love Connor. Connor is one of the great Eagles.
He's a guy that got this city.
Yeah, for the minute. He loved it. He fell in love with it from the beginning.
Mr. Septa.
Yeah, well, beyond that, he loved the whole culture of our town. He embraced it right away.
Putting on concerts.
He's a true Philadelphian who got the city, and he's a great, great Eagle. And he joins us right now because he's got a big event coming up. He is the great Connor Barwin on the Comcast Business Hotline. What do you say, brother?
How you doing, man? 0% chance of rain tomorrow night, so I hope everybody's there.
It's going to be outrageous. Give us all the details, man, because it's going to... You, first of all, before we even get into that, thank you. Thank you for getting us. Thank you for continuing to stay here and visit here and be here and fall in love with our community because you became a part of it in a big way.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you for having me. It was a great pleasure of mine to play for the Eagles for 4 years, and me and my wife still live here, as you know, and we love it. It's a great city.
Tell us the details for tomorrow night, brother.
Yeah, tomorrow night we're having a benefit concert for my foundation, which we work to rebuild playgrounds in neighborhoods. We're on our fourth project now, the concert is at the Dell Music Center in Fairmount Park. Tickets are $20. If you want to sit up front, they're $55. The doors open at 6. Music will start at 7. And it'll just be a great night. The weather looks good, and we hope to see everybody there.
Yeah, the weather's going to be fantastic, and it's the perfect time of the year, the whole thing. Hey, we were talking about, we have a buddy of ours, Michael, who's a great listener, and he just lost his dad, and we were talking, they bonded so really tightly and with the Eagles, and is that one of the things that kind of stood out to you, is that playing for the Eagles and playing this sport and living here, the tightness of the community and bonding over the game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think what's great about playing for the Eagles is the fan base. And the fan base is so great because they hold you accountable. I mean, it's almost like it's a big family, you know, like your parents think you're the best, but they also will be your harshest critics. And that's what it's like playing for the Eagles, and that's what makes it so great. I remember watching the Super Bowl parade, and, you know, my favorite moment of that parade besides the moment of silence for all the people that, you know, weren't alive to see the Eagles first Super Bowl. And I thought that was so great that he did that. And, you know, just living in the city for 6 years now and being involved in different communities and neighborhoods through the foundation and then playing for the team for 4 years, you really get an understanding of what it means to so many people in this city.
Connor Barwin was on the Comcast Business Outline. Hey, Connor, your name came up a little bit in this offseason as a guy maybe to come back and be an edge rusher for this team. Obviously, that didn't work out. You made an official decision on your career, or could the phone still ring?
Hey, let's not say it didn't work out yet. You know, the games start on
Seeds
Sunday.
Are planted.
And, yeah, the game. You know, I haven't retired. I've worked out all summer at Temple. I feel great. I've talked to Howie. Really, if I play, it's probably the Eagles or just a handful of other teams. And so the Eagles, you know, their young guys played well in camp, so we'll see how they do the first couple weeks of the season. But I'm ready if they need, you know, a veteran to come in.
Yeah, you are, man. How hard is it to actually see it when you're not, when you're fresh and not playing? Like, to be around, like, look at it, and is there a part of you that just longs for it?
Well, there definitely is. You know, I mean, I've stayed in shape. I think this Sunday will be interesting for me watching, you know, real football games that count for the first time in, you know, over a decade. But at the same time, if I don't play, I feel good. And, you know, I'm looking forward to a fall to do things that I haven't done in the last 15 years.
Yeah, football's been your life for so long, all through high school, growing up in Detroit, and then heading to Cincinnati, and then your pro career. When you look at this team, Connor, one of the things that we talked about yesterday, and it's been a piece of conversation, was Jadeveon Clowney. The Eagles need more help at that position. Let's assess this defense. How do you feel about this defense that Jim Schwartz has, and can they're maybe a little bit overlooked right now as compared to the offense, but how good can this defense be for the Eagles?
Well, I think the defense is loaded up for sure up front. Again, you know, I don't know how good their depth is on the edge. We'll see the first month of the season. But, you know, you got Fletcher, you got BG, Barnett. I'm happy to see Vinny back. And then they've got great experience with Malcolm and Rodney at safety. And then, as you guys, you all know, there's a bunch of corners that, you know, whenever you have competition like that at a position, it kind of makes everybody raise their level. So, I think everybody should feel good about this defense going into the season.
For sure. We're talking to Connor Barwin. The big event is tomorrow night. Make the World a Better Place benefit concert, the Dell Music Center, 2400 Strawberry Mansion Drive. It's going to be incredible. Great band, Future Islands, Hop Along, Strand of Oaks. I mean, it's a great time. It's going to be a meet and greet at 5 to 6:30. You can get tickets still available. Make sure you check it out because it is unbelievable. It's the fifth annual event, the fifth annual concert. It was funny because last year you couldn't make it. You were playing.
Yeah, well, we didn't do it was the first summer we didn't do a show was last year, but 2 years ago we did the War on Drugs at the Dell, which is our first time doing a show at the Dell.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was a perfect night, but I was actually playing that very night. I was in LA and we were playing the 49ers in San Francisco, so it was impossible to be there. But I will say, you know, a lot of people haven't been to the Dell Music Center. If anything else, it's worth going to the show just to check it out.
It's unbelievable.
It's one of the best venues in the city. If you've never been there, it's right there, kind of dug into the ground off of Kelly Drive. in Fairmount Park, and it's just a beautiful place to see a show.
It really is. And when the weather,
the music
like,
scene here is totally underrated.
Oh, my God.
In this city, too. I totally agree.
Deep into it.
Yeah, when I lived in the city, I was going to shows all the time. Great venues from the TLA to the Troc.
Well, we share a friend, Brian Dilworth. He's terrific. You know, Brian has put on music. He's a big part of the Philly music scene.
Yeah, it's a great scene.
And he does
Dilworth's great. Dilworth is on our board, and he's a huge part of, you know, making sure this show happens. I mean, it's actually, you guys might not find this interesting, but, you know, AEG and Live Nation kind of control the music scene here in Philadelphia, and the Dell is owned by the city, so it's not run by either of those companies. But because this concert is so positive, Brian Dilworth gets behind it, Jeff Gordon and Joe Furry from Live Nation get behind it.
Oh, that's great.
And the whole city comes together to make this thing happen.
Wow, great
that's
stuff.
That's so true. Hey, Kyle, I want one more question about Schwartz. Give us an insight into Jim. You know, it's funny because he's been here and, you know, we know Doug really well. Tell us about Schwartz a little bit.
Well, I played for him for 1 year and I really enjoyed it. I think from a schematics standpoint, people love playing for him because, you know, he's on attack mode all the time. And as a defense, you know, you want to be, you know, you kind of want to be on the offense, kind of speak. So I think guys love that. But then I think what makes him a great coach, and again, as a coordinator, the media doesn't get this insight, but he's just a great communicator and a great motivator. I mean, he's been in the NFL for so long. He knows how to talk to guys. He knows how to get after young guys and then compliment them when they need to so they don't kind of tank. And he's great at treating veterans and getting them ready. So, you know, I enjoy playing for him, and, you know, he's a good guy to have calling your defense.
That's awesome. Robert, listen. We are very excited for tomorrow night. You do such a great job in the community. And, you know, quite frankly, I would love you. A, you need to come in and hang out for the day. And B, I would love for you to go play again this year. One more. I really root for you to go play. I have to be honest with you, brother.
Yeah, I would love it. But, you know, this is the way football works. I mean, you have to invest in the young guys. And, you know, you want them to play well. But if they don't, I'm ready.
Good. All right. Stay ready. And would you come visit us one day?
Yeah. I'm working out and building playgrounds. So I'm in Philly. I'll come in and we'll get on the radio together.
That sounds great, bro.
Working out, building playgrounds.
Awesome.
And
congratulations.
Putting on concerts. I love it.
Thank you for doing such a great job within the community, buddy.
Thanks, guys. I'll see everybody tomorrow night.
There he is. Connor Barwin.
Great stuff.
Make the World a Better Place concert. And he does a great job. We're on drugs. And outrageous. Yeah. I held the war on drugs. They're unbelievable. Yep. So that was 2 years ago. He's done amazing stuff. He's got another great headliner. Brian does, you know, does a great job with it.
Yeah, it'll be done right. It'll be a good time, and it's all for a great cause. I love when a guy comes into the community like that and then just integrates himself with all these positive actions. Not just saying things, but taking actions and putting on concerts and doing that kind of stuff. Because it's not easy to do that stuff.
No.
Like, you just don't just go, hey, I want to do a concert.
And you know, the thing about him is, like, you know, he lives in town and he loves it.
Yeah.
And, you know, goes out, you know, the whole thing.
Maybe we do see him in an Eagle jersey this year.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's just the Broad Street line down to NovaCare and have a little workout.
I've always loved him. Like, you know, you get it all.
Gets it, man.
Yeah, he's anybody that comes in and, you know, embraces the city the way he did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always love that stuff.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Chris in Jenkintown's on the Fanatic. Hey, Chrissy.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Chris.
Cuz, what it is.
What's happening, my brother?
Hey, first of all, I want to appreciate you for having Connor Barwin on. I love that dude. He's Philly all the way, first of all.
Yeah,
don't
right?
You think?
I love it. You're so right about that, Chris.
That's why I love Philly, and I love the Phillies, but it's been a long suffering season. And all I got to say is I agree with the caller a couple calls back about I'm torn about if I want them to win or not, or get into the last wild card, or I want them to lose because I want Kapler out of here so bad. So I'm really wishing that they get in, you know. And another thing about the Eagles, a comment. Did you hear Dougie's presser about what he was saying about Josh Norman and giving accolades to, you know, all their defense, which is pretty good? And then he said sweat on the other end. Did you read anything into that?
You know, it was funny because I thought about that, and I'm going,
what does that mean?
Yeah, like, why?
Did he want him? Or
right.
Here they are off the edge looking for somebody. Now, I know Vinny Curry. He knows the system. He's a veteran. But talent-wise, don't you got to keep a guy like that, or are they worried about his injuries? What's the deal?
It's a great question, man. I felt the same thing. Because you go with the proven commodity there.
I'm like, Doug, what are you saying, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can see Kerrigan basically, oh, you got Kerrigan, then you got Sweat on the other side. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you got Sweat. You're going, what?
That's a little nerve wracking.
Yeah, so I just value your opinion about that and the Phillies, if you can tell me your opinion about that. Thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
Thanks,
you got it. Well, see, two things. One, I think when we're talking Phillies, I think you always want to root for the playoffs. You know, I never subscribe to the idea that I want them gone unless they're completely out. Like, lose for change. Sometimes I root for lose for change as well, but only until they're out. Like,
for the greater good.
Yeah. But if you can achieve a playoff, then you achieve a playoff. So, from that, I don't think they're going to get there, but from that standpoint, you know, I root for them. I root for them because they have the P. I like some of the players, and I want to see Charlie succeed.
Well, the thing is, though, I always root for the playoffs, too, because I think there's a lot of players that have never played in the playoffs, and to cut your teeth, even if you're not going to go far, advance, whatever it is, I think it's all part of a progression.
Yeah.
If you can get in, that's another thing, another box checked, that when you get in and you are legit, is already checked, so you can move along. That being said, the losing thing, look, I don't think whatever happens down the stretch here, that change is going to be made. You know, I don't think that John Middleton is going to bulldoze this thing. Because if you're going to make change, it's going to have to be three bodies, essentially, that change. And that's a lot. Is he willing to do that based on the disappointment of this season? But in all fairness, he shouldn't be that disappointed because he also went into the season knowing about this pitching staff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, Klentak comes into the season banking on it, which was very foolhardy. And it's delivered exactly what most baseball people would have told you it was going to deliver. Not good enough.
Yeah.
See, that's why I can't sit here, whether they win four straight tonight or not. I don't care. I'm not changing my expectations because I look at that schedule down the stretch.
Right.
I see Cleveland. I see five against Washington on the road.
Yeah.
I see the Braves. And I know that after Nola, like a Vargas? You kidding me? Vinny Velo? I got this coming. This is what I got.
Yeah, I mean, again, and we've gone through his reasons why.
I'm not being fooled.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people are being fooled.
The Sweat thing I found interesting too because I caught that as well. I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know what that means. What reading into it, I'm curious as to like what the rotation is going to be.
Yeah, well, this game. There's a lot of intrigue here because I think there's a lot of
there's intrigue
misdirection here.
We haven't seen them.
Yeah,
it's the first. Like we haven't seen them play. We haven't seen the starters, so it's great. Like it's intrigue because it's the first game.
Yeah, you're gonna get a lot of data.
Yeah,
we're gonna see what Jason Peters looks like. Now, he played a tiny bit, but you're gonna see a lot of these guys for the first time, and none more important than the quarterback. I mean, he hasn't taken a snap in preseason.
I got one question for you, because we've been talking about batting this around. And I know, like, get off to a good start and the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Spags the other day. We were just kind of shooting the breeze, because I remember the year he went to the Super Bowl with the Giants. He gave up, it was a Sunday night game, and they gave up 41 to the Cowboys. And he's like, that was my first game as a DC. I gave up 41, right? Like
division game.
The next game was another game. You're right, division game. The next game was another game, and he gave up lots of points. And remember, they got hot late, and they went on the Super Bowl, and you know, their defense. So it takes time for you to get the defense right. Like, he's same thing in Kansas City. So we were talking about that in regards to him in Kansas City. But I want to bring it back and talk about it when it comes to the Eagles. So offensively, it's going to be new, right? Carson's back. There's new faces.
Mm-hmm.
Two new running backs. a new receiver, another added tight end, you know, more implementing another tight end more.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a little bit, I would think, to get, like, in full gear.
Well, and Jeff McClain said it yesterday. You asked him to kind of grade Carson out over the training camp. You gave him a, like a solid B, but it wasn't an overwhelming AA plus. So you're right. And Doug, what he did mention in that press conference, Tim McManus tweeted out the quote regarding Doug Peterson's messaging to Carson Wentz heading into week one. He said, let the offense work for you.
Yeah.
Let the team work for you. Even though he touches the ball every down, just make the plays when they come and use the guys around you. Don't feel like you have to do it yourself.
Right.
It's a great...
Right.
We talked about the messaging to Carson. You don't want him to play cautious. No.
Right.
But you want him to play smart. And that's a great message from the coach
totally.
To the quarterback. It's
totally.
Perfect. So, and I hope that Carson does exactly that. Because he does have all these weapons.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've heard about the chemistry he had with DeSean Jackson. We saw a little bit of that at the open practice on that televised event. And, you know, you look at Jordan Howard. He's in a contract year. He got to get off the ground early and to keep his job because he's got a guy in Miles Sanders breathing down his neck. If
totally.
Howard doesn't perform, Sanders is going to pick up more and more carries every week.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jordan Howard's listed as the number one back on the pseudo depth
That's
chart
right.
now. That doesn't mean anything. But and you got Corey Clement there and Darren Sproles. Hey, a lot of weapons, man. I don't know. It's going to be I don't really buy into the rust thing. I don't think that there will be rust.
You know, again, we're talking about something that's impossible
mm-hmm.
to be right on.
Yeah.
Right, like
even though it's,
you don't know, like
yeah.
you know certain factors, right? You know that you know they've been working, so but they haven't been in game situation. There is so much to it. This is why it's why the whole week one there's a cloak, there's a shroud of mystery, right?
Around a ton of teams
that surrounds a ton of teams, but especially them,
yeah,
because. You know, of the quarterback, whole, that's what makes it great, man.
Yeah, and I'm going to put you to the test with these 32 bold predictions
All right.
on this ESPN.com story. And we'll start off with one of the teams that is playing tomorrow night and the Green Bay Packers. So I'll give you one of the bold prediction for the Packers.
All right, we got a lot of people online, too, we want to get to.
Get to everybody. 610-632-0975. And coming up, we'll hear from Carson Wentz as well. It is the Midday Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What a dope. You know, sometimes my head, right, I go, what am I thinking? Montez Sweat, Doug was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. A couple of people tweeted
from the rescue, not Josh. I'm thinking, well, Josh Sweat, that's weird.
A lot of sweat.
Right. Montez Sweat, duh. And I, it's funny. I was just looking at the depth chart the other day, and I saw his name, like, leapt out at me.
Yeah. Well, it's going to start on Sunday, and tomorrow, the league will kick off its 100th season. How about that? 100 years of football. So my first bold prediction for you.
Okay.
I want to see if you're going to buy into this, all right?
All right.
The ESPN put out the story, 32 bold predictions. They got one for each team. I'm going to give you the one regarding Aaron Rodgers and also the Eagles to start. Let me give you the Eagles one first. That the NFC will come through Philadelphia. That's the bold prediction.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think it's...
So they'd be essentially the number one seed in the NFC.
They can achieve that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think that's fairly obvious. Health concerns and, you know, aside.
Yep.
Yeah, if you stack up rosters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have at least a top three roster?
Yeah, and this time of year, you're talking about on paper. We all understand
it
that.
It is on right.
Yep.
But you stack up rosters, I don't know.
Wide receiver group, running backs.
Yeah.
O-line.
Right.
Quarterback, obviously.
It's all about the quarterback.
I got it there on my computer. I think our internet's down, so I can't get the other one. But I do have one that I remember, and it's the week two quarterback that they faced. The bold prediction regarding the Atlanta Falcons was that Matty Ice would throw for over 5,000 yards for the first time in his career. 5,000.
If he gets protection, he can.
Okay. Is he going to get that kind of protection?
He could.
I mean,
they got to figure out what they're going to do with Julio Jones, too.
It looks like he's going to be extended.
Yeah, they were talking about the kind of contract. Like, it's going to be like a monster contract. Guy's going to turn 31 in February.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You get in a murky territory.
You one thing,
at that
I
age.
Hope he gets a zillion dollars. You know why? Because Amari Cooper is going to be at Jared's door.
It's going to be a comp.
Going like this.
Yep.
Where's mine?
610-632-0975.
I want what Julio got.
Yeah. And Dax asking for what Goff got.
And Amari.
And Carson got.
Right. But Amari and Goff got. But Amari, mm-hmm. It's even more so.
Yeah.
You know, there was Alabama.
Bama boy. Let's go to Tasty Cake Dom on the Fanatic. What's up, Dom?
Hey, Ann. Hey, Jace. How you doing?
Tasty Cake. I got to ask you a question. You got the Eagle truck ready to go or what?
Eagle truck's ready to go, loaded with cake.
How about that? Tasty Cake Dom has the only Tasty Cake Eagles truck around. So his route is South Jersey. If you see the Tasty Cake Eagles truck, make sure you honk at Dom.
Dom, you got to get like the horn on there like they did in the Dukes of Hazzard, but the horn that just plays the Eagle song.
Special horn?
Yeah. And it plays the fight song.
How many times honk at you?
People honk at me. It's fun driving past kids because kids get all excited. And once in a while, I'll stop and throw out some cake.
Wow, do you really? That's awesome.
Yeah. Many, many different great things about my job. Giving kids cake is one of them.
That's beautiful, man.
You know, that kind of smile, that's cool. And I want to say to Mike, if he's still there, God bless your dad, and he's with you all the time, brother. Tomorrow, Ann, is 11 years for my dad.
Wow.
September 5th.
I remember when your pop passed and how close you were with your dad, man.
Yep.
How much you shared sports with him.
Shared sports, and for him, there was really only one game, baseball, which is why even last night, I watched the Phillies, which is difficult at one times. But I wanted to ask you and Jason, they're starting to do a couple things. Okay, so Reese strikes out, right, Ant? Segura comes up, hits the double. Now, the fundamentally sound thing to do is for Cesar to hit the ball to the right side behind him, which is what he does. His responsibility is to get the guy to third, right, Ant? But the ball has eyes, and it goes through, and he scores. But fundamentally, they're doing the correct thing, which they never did before. Is that Charlie?
Yeah, the only thing is, there was one out, right? Like, to me, you gotta get the runner to third when there's no outs.
Right, well,
like, and like, almost like, guarantee the
like,
run.
Like, that's the correct, like, when we talk about hit behind runners, you hit behind runners when there's a runner on second, nobody out, and it's a close game, right? Like, that's, I think that was more happenstance. But I do think, to your point, I do think Charlie is, you know, I certainly see Charlie with Reese takes the cake.
He looks more relaxed. His approach is...
Well, he's not swinging from his heels.
Yeah.
But, like, that approach, like, you know, again, less than two... If there's, you know how it works, right? Nobody out, you want to get the runner to third in a tight game.
Yeah, sack fly gets him home.
Right? Less than two outs, you got a runner on third. You want to do the right thing, put the ball in the air, give it a ride. Or if the infield is playing back... You get the run home.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.